This Augusta Golf Show podcast is brought to you by Gerald Jones Audi. Inspire design, where emotion takes shape. 4022 Washington Road in Martinez.
At some point in our lives, we've all done things to fit in. But then we realize the importance of being ourselves. Introducing the distinct Audi Q5, an SUV all its own. Its LED DRLs stand out wherever they shine. And with Audi Quattro all-wheel drive and available Audi Drive Select, it delivers performance that no one can imitate. So be yourself. Visit your Audi dealer to test drive the distinct Audi Q5.
I'm David Jones. Come see the largest selection ever of Audi A3s, Q5s, and Q7s. Audi Exceptional Luxury Performance at Gerald Jones Audi, 4022 Washington Road in Martinez, or visit us on the web at geraldjonesaudi.com.
Well, Jacques Intriere is the president of the International Clubmakers Guild. It's the game's only member-owned club fitting and club making organization. It is a pleasure to welcome Jacques Intriere to the Augusta Golf Show for the very first time. Hello, Jacques.
Hi, John. It's a pleasure to be here.
Well, thanks for doing this. You already win Best Named Guest Ever on the show.
I'm amazed that you can pronounce my name, so kudos to you.
Well, Mom was Canadian, so I'm half Canadian there.
I'm half Swiss, so okay.
Tell me how the organization began.
That's a great question. We started in the spring of 2009. There was a previous organization that had been around probably for about 20 years, and there was some mismanagement on their part, and eventually they became bankrupt. So we started as a spinoff of members from there. And I'm happy to say that in many ways, in the past two or three years, we've exceeded the perspective or vision of that organization. We're much more international, and I think we're profoundly more into the 21st century.
That makes sense. So what is the day-to-day function of the Guild, and explain a little bit of the business model?
Okay, so we have over 300 members, and most of our members are club makers and club fitters. And so our purpose, our raison d'etre, to get back to French,
is
to increase the skills of our profession and to promote our craft and membership to the public internationally.
Why is it important to the game to have your guild, to have your organization?
Well, I think that, I know from a personal perspective, the day I stop learning is the day I leave the business. So I think that our members are at the front of continuing professional education. And, we're just getting better and better every year. The technology is always changing. The products that we're dealing with are changing. We have a monthly webinar where we have top experts from the industry educate our members on growing trends and new products. And there's always technologies coming out that we need to learn about. And so if you want to stay relevant in the game, then you have to continuously, there's no, like I tell my kids, you never stop learning. they're almost college age. And I tell them, I say, hey, listen, your mom and dad are always learning. And when you get out into the real world, if you stop learning and don't have the capability to keep learning, you're not going to be relevant in this modern world.
Now, are there certain certifications? Are there certain criteria that guild members must meet, Chuck?
We have presently we have two certifications. One is on club making. And then the other one is a newer. It's a club fitting certification, and both tests they're really knowledge tests. In other words, in our testing platform is also entered into the 21st century. As of 3 years ago, we were doing where people had 30 days to answer questions, and it was kind of one of my fellow board members called it the Eastern Egg Hunt. And now the test is done on classmarker.com, which is universities like Stanford use it, and financial institutions, major financial institutions use it. And so we've set up our accreditation to be, the online tests are taken in 4 hours, 8 hours if you're a non-English speaker. And then once they've passed those tests, there's a practical, which is where the person will supply, in club making, they would supply pictures and videos of them making clubs and with a kind of an essay outline what they're doing. And then in the club fitter, they have to explain how they did a driver fitting, including launch monitor data, and why they made the fitting the way they, the recommendations the way they did. And they also have to do an iron fitting. And these are the practical parts are pass fail. And the criteria basically is the certification panel, which is made up of people who are in our Hall of Fame and our Club Makers of the Year. These are top-notch people. Essentially, if you feel like you would recommend you, John Patrick, to go see somebody to get fitted, then that's the criteria. So and we also, believe it or not, now the accreditation certification exams are going to be available in Spanish. Yeah. We've just done that. We have quite a few members in Spain, and we're also going to be translating the test bank into Mandarin and Korean, as there's a large demand for certification from the U.S. You know, a lot of these, we have a lot of foreign members, and they look to a U.S.-based club-making, club-fitting group for validity, because I think we have a reputation as having some of the top club-fitters, club-makers, and obviously industry leaders.
We're talking with Jacques Intrier, the president of the International Club Makers Guild. Obviously, because of the web, Jacques, this show goes all over the world. But from a radio standpoint, it airs primarily in the Southeast. And I noticed you've got a fair amount of guild members in this part of the country.
Yes, sir, we do. We have we actually have a Florida chapter just started. I think we have about 20 members in Florida, and I think we have quite a few members through Georgia, and I think we have a couple in Louisiana and Alabama and Tennessee and the Virginias.
The show will get into Baton
Rouge.
The show will get into as far southwest as Baton Rouge and New Orleans and up into the Norfolk, Virginia area.
Right, right. Yeah, so I would say we probably have, we may have 40 or 50 members in that region of the country.
So any golfer listening can take advantage of getting this done, right?
Yes, sir. So the website is www.clubfittersguild.org, and we do have a member locator map there, including their various designations.
So how is going to a guild member different from going to what golfers usually think of as a club fitting specialist?
Right. And I guess I would spin off that question and say, what makes a good club fitting? And I think a good club fitting is going to take a fair amount of time. A good club fitter will sit down with their client and ask them questions for 15 or 20 minutes, and that's a good starting point, because you want to leverage the playing history of that player. And then when you spec out their current clubs, that'll provide you with some really good starting clues as to what was good about their equipment and what was poor about their equipment, and especially in relationship to what their playing goals are, which might be, hey, I want to hit the ball higher, I want to hit the ball lower, you know, I want to stop hooking it, I want to stop slicing it. And so a good club fitter will learn a lot in that first 20, 30 minutes. If you're not being fitted on a launch monitor and getting, you know, the club metrics, which is, you know, the ball speed and the angles of the swing, and if you're not getting ball metrics, then I think you're not going to get a good fitting. And that does take time. It doesn't take hours and hours and hours, but if you're doing an iron fitting, I think if you're not spending an hour and a half, that's probably not a good club fitting. And I would say in the woods, you have to spend a solid hour. And a putter fitting, should be 30, 45 minutes. And there are various we have swing analyzers for putters. So, for example, Sam Putt Lab or Tomy, or there's a new one. I think it's called Clinic Roll. So your audience should be asking, hey, do you have how much time does the fitting take? Do you carry a various amount of brands? A lot of accomplished clubmaker club fitters now are actually building with OEM brands. Hmm. So for example, I have I build with heads from TaylorMade and Callaway and Torridge Exotics, and there's a fairly new hot company. In fact, they just won yesterday, PXG.
Yep.
So they should offer a wide variety of club designs and a good assortment of shafts to help the client achieve their playing goal.
As Jacques mentioned, you can find out more on the website, and you can find out where the club fitter and the club maker nearest to you is. Fascinating, Jacques. Congratulations with all of this. Thank you for taking the time to do this. And you need to come back. We need to talk more, but thank you for doing this.